Dear listeners, Sai Ram and welcome to our program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems. Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali is a chant of 108 appellations of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. It is a means of worshipping Swami by chanting names that describe His glory in different ways. Chanting the Lord's name is called Namasmarana. Swami has said in His discourses that in different yugas there were different paths to liberation. In the Krita Yuga, it was tapas, penance. In the Treta Yuga, it was yajna or ceremonial sacrifices. In the Dwapara Yuga, it became worship. But the path to redemption now in the Kali Yuga is Namasmarana. Swami gives another reason why Namasmarana is very important for all of us. Our mind, Swami says, is like a mad and drunk monkey bitten by a scorpion. It means that the vagaries of the mind have no limits and it can go to any extent. Hence, Swami always compares the idle human mind to a genie or a demon that is waiting to devour you if not engaged in some work or the other. A popular saying goes that an idle mind is a devil's workshop. The best way to engage this genie, called the mind, is to erect a pole and ask the mind to climb up and down until there is some work for it to do. Swami says that the pole is the beautiful form of the Lord, and the process of climbing up and down the pole is the process of doing Namasmarana, that is chanting Lord's name continuously. Thus we see, dear listeners, that chanting the Lord's name is very important. Reciting Sri Satya Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali, which is the 108 names of Swami, is one of the ways of Namasmarana. In Sanskrit, Ashtotara Shatanamavali means 108 names. Explaining the significance of the number 108, Swami has said, "Man breathes 900 times per hour, approximately. That is, 10,800 times in the day and 10,800 times in the night. 1 plus 8 equals 9, and 9 is a divine number." Further, when Swami was asked why we should chant His 108 names, Swami said that if we chant His name 108 times, at least once, we may chant it with love and devotion. In this program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems, we will explore the meaning and significance of each name through interesting anecdotes from the lives of Bhagavan and His devotees. In each episode of this program, we will dwell upon two names. To begin with, let's listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse.
Every farmer knows that good seeds must be sown for getting a rich harvest. If seeds are bad, his efforts are fruitless. Sow the seeds, call the name of God, in the well-prepared field of the heart. Feed it with the manure of faith. Have discipline as the fence to keep out stray cattle. Without a fence guarding the crop, farming will be like shooting without a bullet. All sounds and no game. Prayer must come from the depths of feeling. The Lord looks for bhava or inner feeling and not bahya, outward appearance. With feeling, you can make the divine heart bloom with joy. The Karma Kanda and Upasana Kanda of the Vedas insist on the worship of God and devotion to Him. They sing His glory and instruct man how to meditate on His splendor. They say only one exists, but the same is known and described in many different ways by the wise.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to the readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse. The fifth name in Sri Satya Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali is
Om Shri Sai Sat Purushaya Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. Om Shri Sai Sat Purushaya Namaha. The universal eternal absolute can be cognized only as Sat, Chit and Ananda. It is, it knows, it is bliss. It is all this ever. Ekam eva advitiyam, one only without a second. That ekam felt, ekoham bahushyam, I am one, let me become many. And all this came about. Baba is he who wills so. He is the Sat. Purusha means Purnamanena Sarvam, he by whom all this is filled. Purusha also means the dweller in the Puram or fort. The fort is the body with five rings of walls, the Panchakoshas and the nine gates. Deho Devalaya Prokto, Jivo Deva Sanatanaha. The body is the temple and He is the God installed therein. As Sat, Baba is all this. As Purusha, He is in our Puram or body in a special sense. Sat Purusha also means a good person, any good person. Now, while Baba is in persons, He is more manifest, patent and potent in good persons. A person is good because he has toughened his detachment, he has strengthened his impulse to serve others, he has broadened his vision, he has widened his sympathies. Baba is a real motivator in all Satpurushas, in all good men. He is the one Satpurusha of whom the good men of the world are faint, fractional images. Dear listeners, till now you listened to the explanation of the fifth name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Satpurushaya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Satpurushaya Namaha. Salutations to Sri Sai, one who exists eternally. The absolute formless God, if He so desires, takes a form. We also recognize Him as Sat, Chit, Ananda, Truth, Awareness, Bliss, or Ekam Sat. Satchidananda dwells in subtle form in each and every animate or inanimate matter in this universe. Everything has two attributes, namely Naam and Rupa, name and form. Satchidananda is associated with the essence. The name and form which is subject to change is associated with nature or Prakriti. Name and form come into existence only because of Satchidananda. A human being, therefore, is a visible embodiment of Sat, Chit, Ananda. The name and form are constantly subject to change, but the eternal divine is unchanging. Bhagavan has said to Arjuna, Arjuna, although I am birthless and changeless, although I am the Lord God of all living beings, I dwell in nature and I am born from age to age out of my love. You and I have passed through numerous birds. I possess awareness of all those birds, but you don't. This happened many years ago. Once, Swami was traveling to Madras, now known as Chennai, to visit his devotees there. A few devotees accompanied him. They were traveling in 7 cars. Swami's car was being driven by a devotee named Krishna. This Krishna was a young man, but of a thin frame. Suddenly, it started raining very heavily. Nothing could be seen through the windscreen. This resulted in a slow speed of travel. Swami held his own hand behind Krishna's neck to cushion it like a pillow, lest his neck should hurt from the continuous driving. When Krishna said, "I feel like eating something sweet," Swami materialized hard jalebis for him and all the other occupants in the car. When the downpour became very heavy, Swami himself started wiping the moisture on the windscreen. Everybody was amazed to see Swami's concern for Krishna. Finally, they reached Madras. Whenever this Krishna was in Puttaparthi, Swami himself would look after all his needs. He would feed him from his own plate. Unable to understand this extreme care, someone asked Swami why he loved Krishna so much. Swami's answer was clear and straight. He said, "During my previous Shirdi incarnation, when everybody used to laugh at me and throw stones at me, one small boy would come running and cling to me saying, 'He is not a madman, but a Mahatma.' This same boy is now born as Krishna and is very dear to me." Swami knows all our past births. He blesses us and rewards us according to our past karmas because He is the eternal consciousness. Om Shri Satya Sai Nath Arpanamastu.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to a short story glorifying the fifth name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Satpurushaya Namaha. The sixth name in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali is Om Sri Sai Satya Gunatmane Namaha.
Om Sri Sai Satya Gunatmane Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. Om Shri Sai Satya Gunatmane Namaha. Satyam has a guna, or as a characteristic or virtue or quality, is described by Shankaracharya as apriyanritam varjitam yathabhut arthavachanam, speaking of an incident, fact or things just as it happened or as it exists or as it was observed, without causing pain to the hearers and adding or subtracting any detail. Baba has placed virtue foremost in the list of the 4 that he seeks in us: Satya, Dharma, Shanti and Prema, since he is the embodiment of the principle of Satya, Sat. He is the inner prompter, the inner witness, the inner mentor, the Atma of Satya Guna. He knows the tiniest trace of falsehood that tarnishes our thoughts and fouls our feelings. He sees through the thickest veil of pretense. While serving him, we realize more and more the correctness of Satyameva Jayate, truth alone wins. Once a devotee brought something to be offered to him. His grown-up son protested that Baba will not accept it and advised his father not to purchase it. When at last the father did purchase it, the son hoped that Baba would refuse to accept it and was glad that he would then use it himself. When the thing was placed before Baba, he said, "This thing was bought for your son. Give it to him." That is the measure of his sensitivity to truth. The minutest falsehood or insincerity will be caught by his omniscience. We cannot delve into the science of his omniscience. Baba chastises and chides weaklings who waver on the brink of truth and deviate from honest behavior on account of fear or anxiety to please. Dear listeners, till now you listened to the explanation of the sixth name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Satyagunatmane Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Satya Gunatmane Namaha. Salutations to Sri Sai, who transcends all the three gunas, Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. Amongst Satya, Dharma, Shanti and Prema, Swami has given priority to Satya. This is because Satya is the form of the Lord who transcends all the three gunas. He also transcends time and is eternal. Swami says, the Atma dwells as the three gunas in the human body, which is made up of five elements. The triple incarnation of Brahma, Vishnu and Maheshwara reside in our body as three gunas. These three are a form of divinity. Brahma or Sattva is the creative principle. Vishnu or Rajas is the sustaining principle. And Maheshwara or Tamas is the dissolution principle which destroys all the negative tendencies. Though every human being is a repository of all the three gunas, the Sattva or the creative principle is predominant in female or the mothers, and the Rajas or sustaining principle is predominant in males or fathers. Thus, it is as the Upanishads declare, Matru Devo Bhava. Mother should be worshipped as Brahma, the creator. Devotion and service to mother symbolizes worship to God. After mother, it is the father. He protects his children, fosters them, and directs them towards the path of God realization. So, father should be worshipped as Vishnu, the sustainer. Therefore, in a way, mother and father are representatives of Brahma and Vishnu. Tamoguna is ordinarily associated with lethargy or dullness, but this is not an accurate interpretation. In this context, Tamas is associated with the auspiciousness of Shiva, who stands for the destruction of all evil tendencies in man, to help him experience his own divine nature. This triple incarnation of three gunas exists in every individual. The Shrutis declare, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam, God exists in all beings. Ishavasyam Idam Jagat, God pervades this entire universe. Sri Satya Sai Baba not only transcends these three gunas, but as Satya Swarupa, his form symbolizes the ultimate truth. We are all aware of the Lingodbhava that Swami performs during Mahashivaratri every year. He then gives the manifested Atmalingam to some chosen devotee for daily worship. Once, it so happened that he gave the Atmalingam to a lady devotee and also explained to her about the mode of worship. The lady was overjoyed and she installed it in the shrine in her house and started regular worship. After a while, she had to travel on work, both in India and abroad. She would carry the lingam with her and perform worship wherever she went. But in doing so, she had doubts and was worried about maintaining its sanctity and felt burdened. She was also unsure whether she would be able to worship the lingam in future. So, she thought of returning it to Swami. On her next visit, during darshan, Swami called her for an interview. However, she failed to express her doubts about the Atmalingam. The lingam was wrapped in a silk cloth and was with her. The interview got over. Swami started going up the staircase. His upward walk was strangely followed by a tuck-tuck sound. When she looked in the direction of the sound, she was stunned to see the Atmalingam following Swami on the steps, resulting in that sound. She immediately checked her silk cloth in which she had carried the Atmalingam and was shocked to find it missing. Unknowingly, she exclaimed, "Swami, my Atmalingam!" Swami stopped for a moment, looked at her and said, "Your Atmalingam?" She realized her mistake, but it was too late. By that time, the Atmalingam and Swami were already gone. Om Shri Satya Sai Nath Arpanamastu.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to a short story glorifying the sixth name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Shri Sai Satya Gunatmane Namaha. So dear listeners, in today's episode we explored the meaning and significance of two names of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali. The explanation of the names is taken from the book Garland of 108 Gems by Professor N. Kasturi. And the short story that you listen to is taken from the book Sri Satya Sai Kalpadrama, compiled by Sri Prashant Prabhakar Palekar, English translation by Srimati Shanti P. Bawalkar. With this, we have come to the end of today's episode. We will continue this program next week and explore the meaning and significance of next two names. Dear listeners, we hope you like this program. Please send us your feedback, comments and suggestions on this, as always, to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you and loving Sai Ram from Prashant Nilayam.
Tere dard pe tere dard.
की धरी से उठी है।
मानो यारो मानो आकर देखो जानो, मानो यारो मानो आकर देखो जानो, साई के दरबार में आओ आओ जी आओ सुन लो, साई के दरबार में आओ आओ जी आओ सुन लो, साई के दरबार में आओ आओ जी आओ सुन लो, साई के दरबार में
दरबार।